Two More Imanol's Roundtable Podcast, edition of June 30th, 2008. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. After the paper recently published by the group of Steven Rosenberg on the risk of severe autoimmunity upon vaccination with the melanoma differentiation antigens, a new report has come out showing that there are effective alternative ways of vaccination with much less risks of autoimmunity. In a case report published in the New England Journal of Medicine, called Treatment of Metastatic Melanoma with Autologous CD4 T-Cells Against NY-01, the group of Cassian He from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, University of Washington, United States, show very interesting results in a 52-year-old metastatic melanoma patient with refractory disease. This patient presents melanoma metastases in lungs and in ileal and inguinal areas. These lesions were refractory to interferon alpha, IL-2, and surgery. Immunohistochemistry analysis of the lesions revealed that such metastases expressed several tumor antigens, including the cancer testis NY-01 and MAGE-A3 and melanoma differentiation antigen MELANA-MART1. The melanoma differentiation antigen GP100 was not found to be expressed by the tumors. Cancer testis antigens are also called cancer germline antigens and are genes expressed specifically by tumor cells and germ cells, but not by somatic normal cells, and therefore are considered as ideal candidates for cancer immunotherapy because of low risk of autoimmunity effects on patients' normal tissues. In contrast to, for instance, tissue differentiation antigens such as MELANA, GP100, or tyrosinase. Having observed the expression of NY-01 by tumors and that patient expressed HLA-DP4 as one of the alleles of the MHC class II, the authors sought to isolate CD4 T cells specific of NY-01 in order to generate and isolate antigen and peptide-specific T cell clones from patient's blood. Therefore, CD4 T cells were stimulated with autologous dendritic cells expressing NY-01 RNA in presence of IL-2 and IL-7. 1 week later, the lymphocytes were restimulated with autologous monocytes pulsed with NY-01 HLA-DP4 peptide SLLMW-YTQ-CFLPVF. The expanded T cells were afterwards screened for their antigen specificity and peptide specificity. One CD4 T-cell clone was detected and was after expanded at high scale and adoptively transferred intravenously to the patient in a single injection without cytokines. Fact of higher relevance since previous studies of adoptive transfer were always done in presence of cytokines like IL-2. A total of 5 10 to the 9th CD4 T-cells were transferred. The patient showed great tolerance to therapy, only mild fever, myalgia, and lymphopenia was observed during 3 days after adoptive transfer. Clinically, CT and PET scans showed that 2 months after adoptive transfer, metastatic lesions have disappeared and no signs of recurrence was detected after 22 months. No signs of autoimmunity were apparent until now. Immunologically, the patient showed a long-term prevalence of CD4 T cell clone in the blood, detectable up to 12 weeks in circulation with frequencies between 0.7% to 3% of total monocytes. In addition, and importantly, cellular response were also found against all tumor antigens expressed by the tumors, except GP100 during the 12 weeks after therapy. Therefore, this study shows for the first time, although being in a case report format, that antitumor passive vaccination with clonal CD40 cells specific of a tumor antigen can lead to cancer destruction and disease control. Furthermore, the study focused on an antigen with a reduced risk of autoimmunity, NY01, a cancer germline antigen. Another phenomenon of interest from the immunological point of view is the fact that antigen spreading was observed after adoptive therapy with clonal cells specific of NY01, as responses against MLNA, MAGE-A3 were found in parallel to NY01 upon therapy. Fact that shows that vaccination-induced immunity led to broad antigen recognition as consequence of tumor destruction and broader attack of the immune system. We hope, therefore, that in the near future, further studies can corroborate this particular case report. And like that, I would like to wrap up the podcast. Please leave your comments and suggestions on the podcast website or send your email message to tumorimmunologyroundtable@podomatic.com. I hope to join you again soon. Thank you for listening, and until then, have a nice time.
That was track number one from the album First Album by Thursday Group from Magnatune.com.